Hello?
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Am I what?
Registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Definitely going to vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. Larry Hogan. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. But somewhat or very?
Is what?
Somewhat or very unfavorable.
Well, he's a rhino.
I know you said unfavorable, right? But it's a somewhat unfavorable.
He's a rhino. He's
okay.
Kind of goes along with the Democrats half the time.
Okay, thank you. Robin Thicker, favorable or unfavorable?
Who?
Robin Thicker.
I saw some advertisements that look pretty good.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, yes.
Favorable, very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Chris Chafee.
And what's he?
If you don't recognize the name, that's okay too. You don't recognize his name?
Chris Chafee?
Yes. Yes, sir. Favorable or unfavorable?
I don't recognize the name.
Thank you, sir. And if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Well, what I've read so far be Thicker.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine? Support or oppose?
I think Europe ought to be doing the main funding. I don't mind us helping, but Europe ought to be putting the main part of that bill.
So do you support strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat, but that's after Europe catches up. Well,
okay.
130 million, they're 30. It ought to be the reverse.
Yes, sir, I understand. And how about Israel? Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support them.
Strongly or somewhat?
I wish you support them as much as possible.
Okay, somewhat then.
The same people who say death to Israel also say death to America.
Okay, yes, sir. I understand. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. Securing and protecting our southern border. Important?
Very important. Very
Thank
important.
You, sir. Thank you, sir. How about economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. Job creation and economic development.
Very important.
Thank you. Energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
What?
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
I would say that if they're basically not phonies.
Okay, so do you consider that important or not?
Yes, I definitely it's important.
Very or somewhat?
I'd say it's very important.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Thicker. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Robin Thicker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Thicker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does it make no difference to you?
Yes, it makes me more likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. Robin Thicker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does not make no difference to you?
More likely.
Thank you. Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. Robin Thicker says that he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Thicker, or does not make any difference to you?
And more likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Yeah, I'd say much more.
Thank you. Now I'm going to reach you, and we're already at 74%. We're almost done. Thank you so much for taking the survey with me. I really appreciate your time. Now I'm going to reach you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan.
Yeah, you could just put less likely down the whole list.
Okay, thanks so much. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely. Much
okay,
less likely.
So the whole list, everything about Larry Hogan is less likely, right?
Yep.
I got you. Thank you, sir. I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote, rather than Thicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Well, probably Thicker. I'm not sure what I heard you say, but...
Yes, Thicker is the one you said before. Generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or as a conservative Republican?
Well, I'm a conservative libertarian.
Thank you. Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Well, I'd say I'm conservative, but I'm also libertarian in my thinking about social stuff.
Okay, so then somewhat conservative then, right?
Probably.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older?
90 plus.
Wow, you don't sound, I'm over 60, but I didn't think, wow, thank you, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your day. I appreciate
it. Okay, save you. Bye now.
Thank you, sir. Bye.